We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
If we human can all be like this, no? Sharing food all the time, sharing what good is to all the members, then we surely have peace in no time.
Hello, marvelous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotford 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arsena.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, commends Cuba's protection of youth. In cultural news, 12 sphinxes are unearthed by Egyptian archaeologists. In animal welfare news, the indigenous Wayuu people of Colombia join in turtle protecting endeavors. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 9th, is the birthday of renowned poet John Milton, born in 1608 in London, United Kingdom. He is recognized by many as among the greatest of English poets. He was also an advocate for civil and religious rights. Paradise Lost, his masterpiece, is considered one of the best epic poems in English. It contains more than 10,000 lines of verse centered on the story of Adam and Eve, as well as how the Son of God offers himself as a sacrifice to save humanity. May the great works of brilliant writers such as John Milton continue to bring joy to appreciative readers for many generations to come.
News. Indonesia struck by flooding. Rain disasters that began on Thursday, December 2nd have resulted in the loss of at least four lives as flash floods and landslides covered 1,000 homes in Bandung Regency on West Java Island with waters up to 2.5 meters. On Monday, the Sikonan River overflowed its banks, inundating villages and thousands of houses in Bantan Province, where a local official stated that the floods were likely linked to regional deforestation. Meanwhile, Kampung Melayu in East Jakarta on Tuesday saw hundreds of structures struck by floodwaters rising to 2 meters after heavy rain slammed the area. Although the Red Cross has distributed some emergency items and some regions are expecting food aid from the government, there is still a shortage of materials such as food, tents, and blankets.
With our sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members go and offer assistance, saying that she had set aside $10,000 for initial help in buying the above-mentioned urgent items in short supply for the most affected. This amount could acquire $116,000 in materials obtained in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living. We are grateful for the efforts of the Red Cross and all other rescue personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's concerned response.
Wishing the storm-stricken a swift recovery to their regular lives and that our Earth regains her pristine beauty and balance as we strive to care more diligently for the environment.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, Formosa or Taiwan, and South Sandwich Islands. On Monday afternoon, December 6, a 5.7 magnitude quake hit off northeastern Japan, 190 kilometers east of Aomori Prefecture.
The next day, tremors measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale were felt in Taidong County, Formosa. Early Wednesday morning, a strong quake of magnitude 6.5 occurred in the southern Atlantic Ocean near the British Overseas Territory of the South Sandwich Islands, 85 kilometers east of Visakoi Island. Fortunately, none of these events resulted in injury or damage. With relief for the safety of those in the quake-affected regions, we pray that such potential disasters are minimized through humanity's concerted efforts to restore Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian and Polish leaders resume normalized ties. On Monday, December 6, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev was welcomed in Poland for a two-day visit, marking the first time a Russian leader had come to the country in 9 years. Following meetings with Poland's President Bronisław Komorowski, both spoke of their willingness to resume amicable relations, due in part to Russia's efforts to make amends for unfortunate events of the past. While there, President Medvedev also honored Polish film director Andrzej Wajda with Russia's Order of Friendship, and 7 cooperative agreements were signed in areas that included environmental care of the Baltic Sea, as well as sea transport, postal service, and telecommunications, among others. We respectfully congratulate your excellencies for renewing the cordial relations of your countries. May the Russian and Polish people flourish in such advancements of goodwill and neighborly love.
Green Communist Heroes Gala uplifts hope during COP16. Coinciding with the United Nations Climate Change Conference, this special December 5th event was hosted by the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, Mayor of Cancun, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. With esteemed speakers that included Mary Robinson, 7th President of Ireland, and 44th Costa Rican President, Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, the evening featured a vegan banquet as it celebrated courageous champions for their exemplary vegan lifestyles that provided the most effective solution to climate change.
It is important, as you know well in this room, that we change our behavior and that we learn how to be better stewards of this earth. So I admire the way in which you are also putting a lot of emphasis on your own lifestyles, what you eat, what you grow, and how you behave.
The guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai, who made time from her very busy schedule to travel personally to Mexico and join international delegates' endeavors to reach consensus on reversing climate change. Speaking in appreciation and personal commitment was the gala's co-host, the Honorable Mayor of Cancun, Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza.
Esta noche es una noche excepcional. Una noche de luces, una noche en que la Maestra Suprema Qinghai nos ilumina con su presencia para llevar ayuda a quienes ya están padeciendo las consecuencias de este terrible fenómeno que amenaza a nuestro planeta y a todos sus habitantes. Difundiré lo que aquí se acuerde, lo que aquí se proponga, y todas las soluciones que se planteen en esta mesa y en esta organización, las llevaré como propias, con mi familia y para todos los habitantes de este municipio.
Peace comes when we elevate all the whole world consciousness. So don't point finger at this and that leader or this and that group. The whole world shared happiness and sorrow all together. I mean, we are all to be blamed and we are all to be cherished. We are all to be respected and we are all to be loved. Everybody meditate, vegan, please help, okay? Not just help yourself, help the world.
Following the event, some of the distinguished guests commented on the significance of the Greenest Heroes Gala.
Una de las contribuciones importantes que podríamos hacer a bajar las emisiones de carbono es un cambio de nuestras dietas. Ese es el cambio que necesitamos, ese es el cambio que nos va a garantizar mucho mejor calidad de vida en un planeta mucho mejor cuidado que el que hoy en día tenemos, que es lo que todos queremos.
¿Algún mensaje que quisiera darle a la maestra Qinghai?
Agradecerle su liderazgo, agradecerle su optimismo, agradecerle ese don de gente que tiene que la hace tan única y tan especial.
The dinner was delicious. The salvation start not in our families, start in our plates, in the plates of our table. I think that is the most important thing tonight, and I really think that it's going to be helpful for everything and so blessing to us.
Fue una impresión muy grata de ver un corazón tan noble, tan dispuesto a servir. Ella está sirviendo a todos los seres humanos, está sirviendo al planeta para salvarlo, para rescatarlo. Tiene un corazón noble, pero también un gran liderazgo. Sé que van a suceder las cosas que tienen que suceder.
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, former Costa Rican President Figueres, 7th Irish President Robinson, and Cancun Mayor Hernandez Zaragoza, as we offer our earnest accolades to the eco-protecting greenest heroes. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her supportive and heartening presence at the gala and in Cancun, as we pray for all to unite in safeguarding the precious lives of our beautiful planet through the beneficial organic vegan diet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full read broadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Pakistani journalist remembered. Three reporters lost their lives within a day of each other as they were working to fulfill journalistic duties in northwestern Pakistan. On Sunday, December 5th, Mr. Altaf Chandio, bureau chief of the Sindhi language channel Voice, succumbed to wounds sustained outside his home. Mr. Abdul Wahab of Express E! News and Pervez Khan of WAQT-TV perished on Monday as they were attending peace talks between the Alizai and Safi tribes when violence erupted that also claimed another 50 lives. The International Federation of Journalists and Pakistan's Federal Union of Journalists convey their deep concern and condolences as a three-day mourning period was announced to honor and commemorate the media members. We are deeply saddened at this loss and offer our heartfelt sympathies to the families and loved ones of Messrs. Chandio, Wahab, and Khan, as well as all others who perished. Our prayers for the day to come soon that all journalists walk in safety as they carry out their noble duties of conveying truthful and up-to-date information to the public.
Save Our Planet, live video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai in United Arab Emirates. On Tuesday, December 7th, during the first Middle East Veg Congress held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, the public had the opportunity to interact with distinguished speakers regarding various aspects of plant-based living. The two-day meeting was organized by the Middle East Veg Group, or MEVEG, with support from the Middle East Natural and Organic Product Expo 2010 and endorsement from the Dubai Health Authority.
Broadcast live on Supreme Master Television, the event was hosted by behavioral psychologist and TV personality Ms. Zofushan Hasib. Presenters included the head of Iran's National Nutrition and Food Technology Research Institute, Dr. Arash Rashidi, who spoke on the connection between meat and cancer, Thomas Sirpka, senior manager of the International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movements on the ecological and economic sense of organic agriculture, and Indian Vegan Society's founder Shankar Narayan, about the plant-based lifestyle.
Veg, go green to save the planet!
The Veg Congress concluded with a special video conference addressed by guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who agreed to share her thoughts on the necessity of the organic vegan diet in halting climate change and sustaining the planet.
There will be dangerous impact if people don't change, if we don't change as the whole humanity. Not only in the United Arab Emirates, but the whole world has to change to the more sustainable diet, not to talk about compassionate diet. As the scientists have told us, and as you mentioned, we are already seeing the impacts worldwide. We have to be honest and truthful about the main topic. We cannot run around the circle and avoid meat industry question, like we avoid a sore thumb or avoid a boil on our body and don't touch it. We have to touch it in order to heal it. Especially we know that it is very dangerous boil, which could affect our life, which could be fatal to our life and even infect others. And even in this situation, infect the whole planet, could kill the whole world. Then we have to touch that boy and let the doctor heal it. Or we heal it ourselves if we know how. And we do know how. We have technique. We have power. Each one of us can do this just by being vegan.
Our thanks, Middle East Veg Group, the Government of Dubai, and all involved in this successful conference on the fascinating and relevant topic of the plant-based lifestyle. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her deep concern and thoughts regarding today's vast environmental changes. May we all help lead the way in the healing of our planet through the benevolent organic vegan diet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles. Save Our Planet. Leaders work toward climate change plan at Mexico Summit. As part of the second week of talks at the COP16 Climate Change Conference in Cancun, three meetings were held on Wednesday, December 8th. The COP16 CMP6 President's Event on Initiatives by Cities and Parliaments, the report of Secretary General's High-Level Advisory Group on Climate Change Financing, and Heads of State Government Dialogues. At the invitation of Mexico's Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources, Supreme Master Ching Hai had agreed to attend some of these important meetings out of her deep concern and support for the summit's shared goal of planet-saving initiatives. During the Wednesday gatherings, British climate expert Lord Nicholas Stern called for focus on poverty mitigation and a climate change project for solutions to take effect not just now, but also over the next years. African leaders from countries such as Namibia also expressed concern, noting that the situation is much graver than they had been aware.
The impact of climate change has already been felt in Namibia, manifesting itself in the form of frequent droughts, floods, rainfall variabilities, and high temperature.
Although the whole continent only emits as much pollution as the U.S. state of Texas, it unfortunately suffers the most, with internal wars linked to climate change effects, with inland regions facing the extremes of both drought and flooding, and coastal communities threatened by steep sea level rises. Many people could soon be risking their lives to migrate to such places as Europe, as anything over a 1.5 degrees Celsius rise in global temperatures would spell disaster for Africa. The representatives present called for mitigation action to be agreed upon now, saying that it would otherwise be too late. One proposed measure is to plant 1 billion trees per year, which would create a major carbon storage source and help retain moisture, thus benefiting agriculture and helping to reduce poverty. Delegates also pointed out Africa's strong potential for using sustainable energy, such as through a Sahara Desert solar project. Attention was also drawn to islands endangered by climate change. The Caribbean islands, for instance, are facing a steep increase of hurricanes, including the recent Hurricane Thomas. Residents of the Pacific Islands, many of whom are already suffering psychologically as their nations become submerged in rising seas, are looking for land to escape to. Palau's President Johnson Tory Byong spoke of his island nation's plight as encroaching waters and a warming ocean affects crops and biodiversity as well as causing a drop in tourism, saying that the population was shocked when high tides first inundated their taro plantings. He said they now realize that such disasters are due to humans' abuse of nature, emphasizing that the trend must be reversed lest low-lying islands disappear completely. President Tory Byong highlighted win-win green policies such as Palau's own endeavors in converting to solar energy and planting trees. As for Asian nations, commendable efforts were raised, including India's responsible green policy plans to utilize solar power and natural gas and initiatives by the Malaysian government.
Malaysian government has taken the initiative to strive to the low carbon society. Among the ongoing program are measures targeting renewable energy and energy efficiency. In addition, Malaysia reaffirmed its commitment to maintain 50% of its land area under green cover through sustainable forest management and good agriculture practices. We are also embarking on a long-term tree planting program. Between April and June this year, more than 5 million trees have been planted. This is part of an ambitious program to plant 26 million trees.
Meanwhile, conveying his admiration for other leaders' efforts to tackle climate change, Mexican President Felipe Calderon emphasized the importance of providing financial support rather than further burden low-income families with the cost of restoring the environment. Also addressing the significance of climate change, Honduran President Porfirio Lobo said he hadn't taken it seriously until this year, when he witnessed firsthand the reality of climate change through the unusual disasters that struck, including coastal floods, never-before-seen diseases like the persistent corn fungus, and untimely hailstorms. Another subject that was brought up was on preventive projects to safeguard people in vulnerable areas before disasters would force them to adapt. This includes building new cities with all eco-friendly facilities for the safe migration of those at risk.
Here in Cancun, we need to prove that we are resolved and capable of acting multilaterally. And we need to do so because climate change can only be addressed together.
We appreciate all decision makers present for your united concern in addressing climate change for the benefit of all people. May such constructive efforts as these pave the way for wise and effective measures, including policies that herald the planet cooling benefits of organic vegan fare.
Save our planet. Rainfall of just 51 millimeters since September, down from 215 millimeters during the same period last year, along with record high temperatures, prompts experts in Lebanon to caution of possible wheat harvest disasters, as well as longer term desertification.
Save our planet. Belgium, France, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Switzerland signed the Functional Airspace Block Europe Central Agreement for joint management of their airspace, which includes streamlined travel routes to decrease greenhouse gas emissions and save money.
Save our planet. To protect bird populations and forest biodiversity in the southeastern USA, wood and paper products manufacturer Georgia Pacific announces that it will no longer buy fiber from trees growing in environmentally sensitive areas.
Save our planet. The United Kingdom government donates 43.5 million euros to help farmers in developing countries adapt to climate change through such crops as goober rice, which can withstand water submergence for periods of up to 2 weeks.
Peter the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. It's the earth-saving vegan diet for me. Today I have a computer tip. If you have a software program that performs office tasks, there may be a section on it with which you can create your own greeting cards, designing and sending a personalized message to your friends and family for any occasion is a lot of fun. Adding a slogan like "Be Veg, Go Green to Save the Planet" is a thoughtful way to encourage the compassionate diet. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, representative commends Cuba's protection of youth. Mr. José Juan Ortiz Bru lauded Cuba as a model in many ways in its implementation of UNICEF's Convention on the Rights of the Child, an international human rights treaty. He particularly congratulated the nation on her work to prevent accidents. Cuba will be starting its new roads and traffic code in March of 2011. Our sincere thankfulness, Cuba, for your efforts to ensure the safety of your respective citizens. May all be graced with security and peace in daily life.
In cultural news, 12 sphinxes are unearthed by Egyptian archaeologists. The sphinxes have been dated to be from the time of Pharaoh Necdenebo I, who ruled from 380 to 362 BCE. They are located along a road in Luxor leading to the temple of the goddess Mut, who in ancient times was worshipped as a heavenly mother. This pathway has been described in ancient texts, but this is the first time it has been found. Congratulations, Egyptian archaeologists, on your amazing discovery. May understanding the wonders of the past help bring us wisdom to create a brilliant future for all beings. Coming up, turtles are protected by the Wayuu people of Colombia. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. More enhancing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a charming world. In animal welfare news, the indigenous Wayuu people of Colombia join in turtle-protecting endeavors. Local Wayuu children released 200 caguama, also known as loggerhead sea turtles, on the Bahia Ondita beach. Volunteers selected by the community will make rounds to make sure nests and baby turtles are safeguarded. Our heartfelt appreciation, Wayuu people, for helping to preserve the precious turtles. May these special co-inhabitants be blessed to enjoy long lives in safety and happiness.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Finnish entitled Group Therapy.
Ryhmäterapian ohjaaja yritti puhua kokouksessa estoisuudesta. Hän sanoi, me voimme kaikki ottaa opiksemme säästä. Se antaa piut paut arvostelulle.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
今天有幸看到庄子那篇系列的介绍，收获很多。无上师电视台的节目真的很多元化，每天收看不但可以了解当前环境变迁的严重性，也可以吸收许多素食烹饪、健康新知、玩耳笑话、名人语录等，还有可爱动物的相关新闻。有这个频道，让生活变得更多彩多姿。感恩你们的福利付出。 祝一切顺心、平安、喜乐。瓦德拉，福尔摩沙，台湾，台中。
Kind Guadella, your supportive note is much appreciated. We are happy to hear that you are enjoying watching Supreme Master Television. With divine grace to you and the caring people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May God bless all sacred life on our cherished planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. To boost cultural understanding in cooperation with Syria, Iran sponsors a festival in the capital city of Tehran, showcasing Syria's handicrafts, holy shrines, and other historical sites.
Established by the nation's health officials and the World Health Organization, or WHO, Afghanistan celebrates Community Health Worker Day to honor the tens of thousands of individuals who provide health services in the country, often on a volunteer basis.
His Royal Highness Prince William of the United Kingdom and fiancée Kate Middleton donate all proceeds from their first joint television interview to benefit charities through the foundation of Prince William and Prince Harry.
Representatives of Uruguay and France sign a reciprocal agreement that entitles all nationals to equal treatment in the country where they work and reside, including receiving retirement benefits.
In Camagüey, a Cuban city with a strong tradition of pottery, scholars and prestigious artists from Cuba and 12 other Latin American countries participate in the 8th International Symposium of Ceramic Art Porto Principe.
Palestinian olive oil producers bring their top quality and organically produced olive oil for the first time ever to the Middle East Natural and Organic Product Exposition in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, allowing them to improve livelihoods by expanding trade into the region.
an annual concert organized by the Loreto Vietnam Australia program in Olac or Vietnam, brings together top Olacese or Vietnamese rock singer Pham Anh Khoa and other musical artists who donate their time and talent to raise funds for less fortunate children.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, member states send emergency aid and helicopters to assist more than 12,000 flood-affected Albanians with rescue and relief efforts.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police and local volunteers rescue a total of 44 animals, including dogs, horses, and donkeys, from a situation of severe neglect at a farm in Manitoba, with some receiving medical care and others being housed at nearby homes and farms.
In a study testing video games specially designed to encourage children toward exercise and eating more vegetables, U.S. scientists find that the game's subtle messages are effective in guiding youths to make healthier food and activity choices.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.